California inferno.
The wind was so intense, it just engulfed the whole park.
President rips Democrats.
They go along with the rigged Washington game.
Rebuilding a year after Hurricane Michael.
This is kind of just our new normal.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. An urgent plea in Southern California.
We need people to leave now while they can.
The evacuation orders for thousands northwest of Los Angeles as a wind-whipped wildfire is spreading fast. CBS's Errol Barnett is covering.
Wildfire flames jumping two major freeways, destroying homes and burning vehicles, giving people living nearby little time to pack up and leave.
I don't feel like leaving my house and not knowing what's going to happen.
Workers at a wildlife center say horses that got loose were corralled and brought safely inside. Spot fires are widespread as erratic winds blew embers into more and more structures. 74 were destroyed.
Just glad we made it out.
People escaping the flames say the fire spread so quickly, many had to leave their pets behind.
I just ran into my neighbor right here, and she's holding her dog, and she's missing too.
More than 800,000 California customers had their electricity turned off over the past 3 days to reduce the fire risk.
And California Governor Gavin Newsom says as the hours go on in Northern California, power will be restored.
We are now moving from turning off the lights to turning on the lights.
The utility PG&E said it was a matter of safety since downed power lines have been blamed for previous fires. Not in Minneapolis. President Trump went before a crowd of supporters there last night. CBS's Paula Reed says the rally came as House Democrats intensify their efforts to get documents and testimony.
Let's impeach our president, right? I don't think so.
At his first rally since the impeachment inquiry began, President Trump angrily railed against Democrats.
These people are sick, I'm telling you, they're sick.
And escalated his rhetoric against former Vice President Joe Biden.
He was only a good vice president because he understood how to kiss Barack Obama's ass.
His attacks came after two men who helped his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, investigate the Bidens were arrested. U.S. nationals Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman were charged with illegally funneling foreign donations to political campaigns, including $325,000 to a pro-Trump super PAC.
And those two were arrested at Dulles Airport, about to board an international flight with one-way tickets. On Capitol Hill, CBS's Nancy Cordes says House investigators are set to hear from Marie Yovanovitch, the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine.
She was suddenly recalled to Washington in May after Rudy Giuliani complained that she was blocking his efforts to get Ukraine to investigate the Bidens. So Democrats want to know if there was political retribution at play here. Her name came up in President Trump's July 25th phone call with the president of Ukraine. Mr. Trump said Yovanovitch was, quote, bad news, and that she's going to go through some things.
At his Minneapolis rally, President Trump framed the decision to pull U.S. troops from positions in northern Syria.
From now on, we want to fight where it is to the benefit of the United States of America, not to the benefit of other countries.
Well, the U.S. is being criticized for abandoning the Kurds who helped defeat ISIS. CBS's Charlie Daggett is in northern Syria covering the invasion by Turkey.
The Turkish government has defended this military operation, saying that they're clearing this area of terrorists. But more and more, it's starting to look more like a campaign of ethnic cleansing, forcing local area Kurdish population away from these cities and villages, and then instead putting in place many Syrian Arabs who've sought refuge in Turkey, people that don't come from this region.
Iran says two rockets hit an Iranian tanker in the Red Sea off the coast of Saudi Arabia. Oil prices shot up 2% on the news. Ethiopia's Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has won the Nobel Peace Prize. He's worked to resolve the country's long border conflict with Eritrea. An oversight panel criticizes the FAA for its initial review of the safety system on Boeing 737 MAX jetliners that was later blamed in two deadly crashes overseas. Regulators are now trying to evaluate software fixes before recertifying the aircraft. From highway billboards to broadcast spots, politicians spend big money on ads. Now they're looking to target your phone. Live to CBS's Peter King.
It's called geofencing, Steve, and it allows campaigns to identify and track down potential voters based on where they go and the apps they use. The Washington Post says it was used at a recent Trump event to help a congressional candidate, and it won for Beto O'Rourke when he ran for U.S. Senate last year. It matches smartphone IDs with contact information that allows campaigns to follow up later on, so you may want to think again when an app asks you to tell it where you are. Steve?
Well, the first person to walk in space has died. Russian Alexei Leonov was 85 years old. A year after Hurricane Michael plowed into the Florida panhandle, CBS's Manuel Bojorquez went back to hard-hit Mexico Beach to check on the rebuilding effort.
Reminders of the deadly storm are everywhere.
So a year ago, this looked exactly the same.
That has not changed. Nothing.
Al Cathy runs the local hardware store and has been mayor here for 15 years.
You know, when 75% of your city is destroyed, things aren't going to happen quickly in a year.
There is clearly progress, but people here say insurance payouts have been slow, and dealing with government red tape is frustrating. 1,200 lived here before the storm. Now, it's just around 400.
It's been a lot of lows in the very beginning. The last 6 months, we, got a little click in our heels.
But in nearby Panama City, hundreds still live in FEMA trailer parks. More than 2,400 Bay District school kids are listed as displaced or homeless. And Tyndall Air Force Base, a major employer, has spent $700 million on repairs, but still has more to do.
A blanket of snow covers much of the northern plains. Some places will experience blizzard-like conditions for a second straight day today, up to a foot of snow expected in the Dakotas. A Michael Jackson musical has a new title and a target date to open.
The musical is simply titled MJ. And producers have announced its opening summer 2020. Preview performances will start July 6th with its official opening on August 13th. The Broadway musical will be based on the life and career of Michael Jackson. There were questions whether the show would go forward after the HBO documentary Leaving Neverland, detailing child sex abuse allegations against the star. The show is on Broadway's Neil Simon Theater, with tickets going on sale January 15th. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
Simone Biles won her fifth all-around world gymnastics title at the event in Germany. The U.S. team won the title earlier in the week. Washington Mystics won their first WNBA title with an 89-78 win in the deciding fifth game over the Connecticut Sun. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.